Good afternoon, everybody. This is Rob Works, and this is the Dropping a Coral show on Thursday, May 21st, 2020. And I'm here with Flash Somebody and Larry Woods. How y'all doing today?
So far, so good.
Doing fine.
How are you, Larry?
Larry's here.
Yep, Brian's Frog's here.
All right.
Yeah, I just had my computer crashed before this thing got started, so it set me in a little frenzy.
Yeah, well, mine started trying to act weird too.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, there you are. I hear you.
There's Grinder.
Hey, oh, okay. I thought you were having issues, so I thought I'd jump in. But
yeah,
oh,
okay.
We were.
Yeah. It all had squared itself away at the last second.
Okay.
Well, we're
it all
ready.
Come together.
Yep.
So, what's happening, guys? Go ahead.
What?
What's happening? How was your week, Larry?
Exciting.
Exciting. I love exciting.
Yeah. One of my friends hurt his hand and been going back and forth between insurance companies and garbage, and finally took him to the hospital. Well, the hospital says, you can't wait here. You've got to wait outside or in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to wear this paper mask because it's going to help you. And so I left. Screw them. But then I got a call from the VA this morning saying, we've got an opening tomorrow morning, come in, but you're going to have to wear a mask and all that. And I laughed a long time, out loud, a lot. And I said, do you realize that the mask would have to cover your eyes, your nose, and your mouth and completely seal around your face in order to prevent you from getting the cold or the flu, because you can get it through your eyes? And she said, yeah. And sort of giggled. And so we knew that it's all garbage, and I knew that it was all garbage. So I'm going to go and wear their little paper mask tomorrow and then pass out because of carbon dioxide poisoning.
Right.
It's just silly.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a mask here out in public in about a week or 10 days.
Yeah.
Very few people wear them here.
Yeah, there's still few people wearing them.
It identifies those who are afraid of being ill. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You're terrified of dying of a cold, then wear a mask. Okay.
Well, the girl up at the restaurant where I get my breakfast, they force them or make them wear them. So,
how do you eat through a mask?
Well, you have to wear the mask when you go in, and you have to have it on up until you get your drink. Then you can take it off. Yeah. And then
you have to realize how we
and then once you're done eating, you have to put it back on to leave. Yeah, it was oh man, the comedy from this shit is gold.
Yeah,
It's tragic. But yeah, it's crazy.
What can you do? What are the alternatives to this?
Go fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, is it real that everybody that participates in this understands what they're doing? Or is it possible that some people just want to be on the side that's winning?
Yeah.
Or seems to be winning.
That's a big part of a lot of it. I mean, a lot of people vote that way.
Hey, Larry, was that you that hurt your hand, or was that somebody else?
No, a friend of mine killed a nerve in their thumb.
Oh,
And he can't even raise his hand now. He's limperous, and I think he gone fag on me.
Yeah, well, you can't wait too long to take care of shit like that either.
Yeah,
it
right.
It gets worse. The worse you let it go, the worse it gets.
Yeah, he had insurance problems. His boss somehow made his insurance lapse, and then he accepted responsibility by paying the first doctor bill and wouldn't do anything with the rest of it, so we had to go to the workman's comp route and blah, blah, garbage. It's Pauline, the peril of Pauline, you know, just more stupid stuff.
Yep.
Once again, it's somebody not doing their job.
How so?
Well, his boss canceled his insurance because he took 2 weeks off. And then when he went back to work, they did not reinstate his insurance. So his boss screwed up and legally can be charged.
Talk about being petty.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for 2 weeks in premiums? Really?
Yeah. Well, he told the people at the office that he had to take off because his car died and he had to get a new car. Well,
yeah.
It took him a couple of weeks to get more transportation, and when he did, then he went back to work. But they did not reinstate his insurance.
Yeah.
Because evidently his boss that he told that he wasn't going to be there didn't tell the secretary, and the secretary canceled the insurance. It's just people not doing their damn job.
Yeah, well, they're quick to take it away, but when it comes to reinstating it, it's like, we'll get to it.
Yeah. It's stupid shit.
On the bright side, you did wire ahead a couple of links.
I assume that that's what you wanted to bring up tonight on the show.
Well,
besides your buddy getting hurt. I mean, I know that's important.
Well, we can talk about that. It's
should I? You tell me when you're ready, and I'll post it in the chat room so they can see what the hell you're talking about there, mister.
Well, I think the first one you should post is the Daniel Davis of Magnetism from 1842.
Yeah, I'm post. Okay, copying it now. Hold on. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
I got. We're in sync.
This is more or less a college course. It's written for those that understand this kind of thing to begin with. But if you'll read this book and have your Manual of Magnetism from Leeds-Gallman open next to it, you'll find out that Lee Scalman just rewrote exactly the same thing in his own words. So one follows the other. Lee Scalman, although he learned from the pyramids, he actually learned from Daniel Davis that wrote this book in 1842. That means all this stuff was known way back then, and they've suppressed it all these years. This talks about magnetic energy, it talks about thermal energy, talks about thermal electricity, talks about magnetic generation, talks about how to make a magnet, what direction that you need to face while you're making the magnet, and that's really important. Your magnets will gain a higher strength if you magnetize them facing east with your magnet facing north and south. It's like in metalworking, if you're making a sword or some long metal object that you've got to cool and you have a horizontal cooling tank, if your cooling tank isn't oriented exactly to north and south, when you cool your metal, it will bend toward north. So it's stuff that everybody has known since metalworking came in.
I didn't know that.
You don't work with metal.
Yeah, I'm not a...
You don't forge
things. I'm not a swordsmith.
No.
Me too. I'm just as bad at it as you are.
Yeah.
But it'll explain how to make what Lee Scalman called a perpetual motion holder, which is a permanent magnet holder. out of a piece of U-bent wire and a metal plate that goes between the legs of the U. That captures the magnetic frequency in that piece, and that bottom plate will never fall off. But if you take that bottom plate off, if you physically remove it, then it won't reattach because you've dumped that frequency out of that particular magnet.
Huh.
Aha. This is just a really good book for anybody that's into magnetism and what it can do and how to do it for them to read. It covers three different subjects on different types of electrical generation.
Mm-hmm.
I just put that on there so that the ones that really were thirsty for knowledge could get all they wanted.
That will do it.
And Ken Wheeler, although I am severely opposed to some of the things that he says, this is a very good video on how magnetic fields operate.
That's the North Pole link?
That's the second link, yeah.
I'm posting it now.
The North Pole rotates clockwise. The South Pole rotates counterclockwise. That means that a coil is simply a mirror. Because if you look in the mirror, something that's turning one way appears to turn the other. You see the inverse of the reflection.
Hmm.
Now, that's a good one for people to look at to describe the magnetic fields and how the magnets travel from one pole to the next in a figure eight. It covers some pretty good points.
Cool. Homework for the RLMers.
There yes. And homework for Rob.
There will be a quiz on Friday.
With yeah. any luck.
These are some pretty good things to look at. Just a little educational material for the masses.
Right.
So the masses need gloves and goggles.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have a face shield to go along with your mask.
Yeah, and if they match your boots, you get 15% off your coffee.
Yep. But if you sneeze while you're in the restaurant, they'll throw you out.
Yeah, but can you sneeze? Can you sneeze, pee, and fart at the same exact time? That's the question.
Yes.
That's enough. I believe you. Don't show us.
I'll just do that the other day.
Do not demonstrate this on the radio.
Our farmer's market opens up tomorrow with police supervision. You cannot get out of your car, but you can drive your car past the farmer's booth, and he can come up and sell you stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. Car exhaust all over your vegetables. Yummy. I'll take my oil-based salad. Yes, you will. Wow. Between the food and the water, what do you think is going to kill us first? The food, the water, the electricity, nuclear fusion?
Your cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that. I don't have a cell phone. I'm a holdout. My wife.
You're going to be 120.
Flash wants to live forever.
No, I don't. But these crazy women might that are doing I don't care.
The LED lights and the fluorescent lights in your house that you're using to be energy efficient, that's what's going to kill you.
Yeah.
They give you cataracts.
They stopped making the good stuff, though, years ago. Remember?
I still have a supply.
You're not living in the corner of the world in Denmark. You know, where the EU's got their hand up the Danish skirt so deep
They got a finger lodged up there. They can't get it out.
Get your finger out of there.
The Danish people seem to like it. It's not my butt, so I guess I just have to deal with it. But watching it's kind of painful. So, wow. They're going to stick a whole hand up there if you don't stop them. Shut up, Lou. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what people
yep, all
me.
Part of Agenda 21, boys and girls.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
But, Rob, that's all my life they've been telling me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But
I'm a conspiracy nut, and nobody's trying to take over the world and shut down Michigan. You're out of your mind.
I'm a conspiracy nut, but I can prove most of what I'm saying.
Yeah, to somebody that'll read the answer.
That'll listen, yeah.
Or listen to it.
Yeah.
If I choose to stay with what I know and not listen, then where are you?
Yep.
You're pissing on your leg to stay warm in a snowstorm, son.
Yeah, thinking it's raining.
That's the thing. It's easy to see for anybody that doesn't have blinders on.
Wow.
It's not hard to see.
They say the same thing about us because we're against state. And there's your argument.
Yeah.
They equate this kind of mental freedom to trying to avoid paying taxes.
Yeah, it's not about that.
When you're against the government, see, then it gets financial all of a sudden. And you're un-American and you don't want to support the troops. You know, you don't want Trump to go to Mar-a-Lago and pee in the 18th hole or anything.
Well, everybody knows that we can stop global warming with just by giving them the money.
Yeah.
That's going to work. How much do they want?
Boy. Thank you, Charlie.
Are you enjoying your bank bail out there, Mr. Larry? I know Rob is.
I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I got a return automatically put in my bank account. I'm not going to pay taxes on this crap. I haven't paid taxes for years because they don't make enough money, and I ain't about to file next year because they tried to give me some money.
Right?
Good for you. Yeah, well, you're kind of old to put in prison for being a bad boy, aren't you? No, not in America. America, I think, is pretty bad. They want to punish everybody but people that did shit. It's amazing how that works.
Yep.
If you got like some kind of experience in government, oh, your crime's debt. They never have. That fucker stole a Snicker bar. I saw him do it. 5 years. Just insane.
Good game.
You made a good point with they send you money, and if you don't want their money, they're still going to make you take it. And then they're going to want taxes off that money that they gave you. And then when you read the fine print, son, you didn't read the paperwork.
Yep, and if they give me another one, that'll put me over the threshold that'll make me pay taxes. And I still ain't going to do it.
Good. Good, good. I just wish there was more people like us. You know, that just enough is enough. How much of this crap do you need to see before you realize that it's not real? You're just feeling Jews and bankers and politicians fly around to tell you not to go anywhere.
You've got to wear a hazmat suit to keep from getting any kind of cold or flu or anything like that, any kind of infection. So, you know, these paper masks ain't going to do shit.
No.
We know that. I don't think... Maybe the people that are wearing it saw too many virus
faces.
Okay. Yeah, but they saw the TV. No, come on, Rob.
Yeah.
I saw that movie, and it's going to happen to me. There's aliens out there. They want my brain. Help, help. And the next thing you know, you got some kid hiding under a bed because aliens are going to come eat their brain.
Right.
They believe this shit. God, fuck.
Many years ago, Fauci wrote a paper saying that this hydroxychloroquine stuff will help all kinds of viruses and help the flu and help pneumonia and help with what you get when you get bit by the mosquito.
Malaria.
Malaria. Yeah. And oh, I've known for years that quinine water, club soda, will stop all of the symptoms of malaria. Huh. So, you know, and I've got a friend in Ghana that said, I told him about that. He's got malaria. And he says, well, it's against the law here.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they can't get club soda. They can't get quinine because it's unlawful.
You fucking kidding me.
Oh, and that's
what they do everywhere. Exactly. It just differs from country to country what it is.
Yep. If it'll help you, you can't have it. That's AMA, CDC, World Health Organization. Yeah. If it's good for you, you can't have it.
And the population has yet to figure that part of this out. It's very weird, Rob.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 people think if what Larry just said, you're out of your mind, the government wouldn't do that to me. Well, the government does it right to you, right in front of everybody. And you're saying it ain't happening.
Well, you should have known back when they told everybody eggs were going to kill you.
Oh, yeah. The statin drugs that they give you from high cholesterol are way more harmful. Yeah. And high cholesterol is not bad for you. It's really not. You can eat a dozen eggs a day and you won't block all your arteries.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I had parents that grew up without television. So whatever they heard on the television, that they went, no, that's a bunch of bullshit. And that was pretty much everything that we heard on the television and advertising. Mm-hmm. They just were always, since I was can ever remember that, nah, that's a bunch of shit.
Mercy, you perv.
You know, we're kids, we're watching this stuff, but and then we got questions, well, hey, you use butter. Mercy. I thought butter's bad for you. No, that's a bunch of shit on TV. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. Mercy. The petroleum that they sell you that's margarine is bad for you. All the different vegetable oils that are really petroleum products are bad for you. Real butter, if you want to cook with it, use unsalted butter. If you don't want to cook with it and want it on your toast, use salted butter. It's all good for you.
But what is your brain made of?
Milk.
But Larry, what is
your brain? Is fat. Your brain is fat.
See? Yeah. I knew that. I knew you knew that. I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah.
Because we just do the show, see what happens. Because none of this was written beforehand, so just wanted to show you that if you ask a question here, you're going to get the right answer. It may not strike you as the right answer at first, but it is. Unless we make a mistake, and then if we do, we go, oh, hey, we fucked up on that. We better fix that. Outside of that, we got a good record here at dropping the coil.
Some of the answers that I give about magnetism are from my theory and my personal experience, and so that can be called the truth according to Larry, which is what my guys tell me all the time. He says, is that real or is that the truth according to Larry?
Okay. But if the end result produces what you promise, does it matter who gets credited?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. Then I would trust that if you're going to do something, you're more concerned with it than you are with your ego. You know, and that's, we did the show so that you could leave a message behind you, not get all popular and be on TV with, what's her name, Beyonce? Should do a special with you at halftime in the next Super Bowl.
Stick your boobs right in your face and everything.
No. It's what people live for right now, Larry. I thought you were,
I don't want an anybody's.
Good. But, you know, you got a lot of good answers to a lot of simple, you know, well, maybe not simple questions, but
well, most
common questions that we ask.
Yep. Most of the answers that I have are common sense.
Okay, well, let me give you one that I sent you a link about this on the wire earlier today in case you didn't come up with a bunch of stuff yourself, right? And what it was called, it's kind of interesting to me, I don't know, but it's about researchers are controlling monkeys and they're using wavelengths, light wavelengths, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah, well, it's 5G.
Okay, but it struck me as such a Larry topic. I was hoping you'd read the article before the show, but you didn't. But you know about it, so I hit the right thing. I just didn't get a hold of you soon enough to check into it.
Yeah, ultrasonic means super fast and a high frequency. Okay? So what's 5G? 5G is super fast, high frequency. So they're controlling monkeys with it now. And we're soon to be those monkeys.
Yeah, well, that's what the article says. They're doing high research, and it's really impressive the way they wrote it. But, wow, I didn't know they were using it on us already.
Oh, yeah, that's 5G. 5G is military patent for crowd control. Period.
Yeah. That's what I've understood from what I've read, but there are a lot of memes and a lot of people that make sites or, you know, make links and shit with their opinions. So it's not real hard to navigate to get to the truth of this whole thing. But there's a lot of people in the position of power that want you to think it's harmless and useful.
Well, Kim Kardashian said it was okay.
Let's be all right, Dan.
Yeah, I don't put any thought in what folks say. I do my own research.
Okay. How do you research? All right. Now, somebody simple like me again. Remember, we're not all real good with the electrical knowledge, right? So, how do I know that some 5G is being used on me? What am I looking for to see it?
You want to research the white papers about that particular product.
Mm-hmm.
Go in and put in 5G white papers, and that will give you all of their explanation of the frequencies, and then you take those frequencies and go and cross-reference what does this frequency do to the body? And a good place to cross-reference that is the Rife table of frequencies, R-I-F-E, Royal Rife, created a machine in the 1800s or early 1900s that could cure most diseases. And he's got over 1,000 different frequencies in there that are helpful. But 5G is using the ones that are harmful. They can, not only does it tear down the cell walls, they can make you sick, they can destroy any individual organ in your body that they want to, they can hit the entire population, they can hit an individual through a cell phone. It's terrible. It's targeted.
How come it gets so little airtime? Not a lot of people talking about it.
Because it's suppressed. I posted the Royal Rife frequencies on my Facebook page, and they took it down, said it was false information. If fact check says something that you put up is wrong, 90% of the time, it's right.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah, fact check is democratic bullshit.
Yeah.
Why? He's so mean.
You said it's right or wrong. It's whether they don't like it or not.
Yeah, it's right wing stuff. It's people control stuff.
Yeah,
we don't want you thinking on your own. We want you thinking what we tell you to think.
Yeah,
right. But with these big topics, you got to admit, these topics are so overwhelming that you find yourself relying on other people for information, no matter where you stand on it.
Well, yeah. I don't know anything about electronics. I know very, very little about electronics. If you can't put a screwdriver on it, I really can't do it.
Okay.
But yeah. I can make a computer in a room that's 24 by 36 and fill up the entire room for one computer, where the electronics guys can do it in little bitty stuff. But our coils replace all that little bitty stuff.
Huh.
So you don't need that. And granted, the coil that I want to do that with is 18 inches. That's pretty big compared to your cell phone.
Yeah.
I can replace all those parts with something that's not going to hurt you and something that's not going to burn out in 5 years.
Yeah.
You got a hard crowd to deal with, then. Because they've been, you know, you got to remember, we're the older guys now. So 30 to 40 is running shit, you know, or making the, they're making the bulk of the financial decisions of the day, right?
Yeah.
30 to 50 even, I don't know. What would you say?
Yeah.
Well, most of those people are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't even know it. Be the farthest thing from their mind because they take their proper prescription medication, you know, for everything that ails them, that the doctor tells them to do, and they're fucking fine. No.
Okay. Project Blue Beam. You know what Project Blue Beam is?
Yeah.
That's the holographic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So with Project Blue Beam, they're going to project Puff the Magic Dragon flying through the air and start blowing up some buildings. And, we've got to protect you. We've got to protect you. And then Puff the Magic Dragon is going to blow up the power company and you're going to go dark. How many of you boys and girls out there can build a fire without a match? How many of you boys and girls out there can plant a garden and it grow? Okay, when we go dark, and that's an easy thing to do, all they got to do is shut down the power plants. One EM pulse is going to kill everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to really be careful about what we believe and what we fall for.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Larry. 95% of the population believes in Jesus. or some facsimile thereof, you know, some equivalent, some religious equivalent of that in every religion.
And so, those same people will tell you that there's no such thing as an alien.
Exactly. And while they tell you about the invisible man up their nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, what I mean is,
if God created the earth, God was an alien.
Right, but you can't fault a man for his indoctrination. You know, and then there's no telling what it will take.
Who else are you supposed to fault for it?
You can't, the person that holds the opinion, but you're not them, so you don't know why they're holding it. You know, there's reasons beyond what we understand.
That's a good...
We're not in that.
That's a blanket statement.
Well, all right, but were you raised with a fear of death?
Well, yeah, everybody is.
Until I
was raised with it. I was never bullied with that. We were daredevil-y kind of people.
Well,
rode motorcycles.
I mean, okay, well, I wasn't okay. In that respect, I wasn't raised with an abnormal fear of death. I guess you could say. I mean,
all right. Well, what I mean is, I don't think we even had an awareness of the concept. It was nothing. We never discussed it. It didn't come up. We weren't religious, so there was none of this stuff. I don't know where it comes from.
Well,
school, mate.
Most kids are 9 foot tall and bulletproof until they break their first bone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I was a grown man before I broke a bone.
Yeah.
But I was a reckless as fuck guy until I was about 30 or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After you've broken enough shit to realize,
hey, I'm not 9 foot tall and bulletproof.
ooh, you klutzy fucker, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, how I mean a lot of all this stuff is we're all raised in certain ways to see the world in certain light. And it strikes me that you and Rob see this world from this whole new perspective that not a lot of people follow. It's very unique.
Well, more and more
vibration. Well, to be even aware of the frequency of vibration.
Yeah, it's hard to find high-minded people.
Yeah, we're indoctrinated. The TV tells us what we believe. Mm-hmm. If they say it over and over and over again, we feel it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter how
familiarity, or how you don't think you would. If you do it, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm aware of that groupthink concept where if you're the only one in the room that's against the idea, everybody else wants you to go away. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, sometimes that's what you got to do because bending to give into a fucking story is more fucked up than being alone
to yourself.
Yeah, but I've spent an incredible amount of time without people to argue with because I've heard your side. You're crazy. Oh, okay. What? That's a good amount of my history is people relying on there's something fucking wrong with you. You think weird.
Thank you.
To, you know, to justify their side of this crap that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
Why be normal?
I don't know. I think I just got stuck being that way. It's not my fault. Don't judge me.
Well, we're taught the hardest way to do math that there is. Vedic math is the simplest way, and it was created thousands of years ago.
Huh? Well, school systems are not designed for you to thrive in them, mister.
No.
What are you talking about? Come on, let's be honest here.
Well, just enough brain to operate that machine. Push that button when the red light comes on.
Yeah,
but when I first met Larry, he was the one that told me that he had to unlearn everything he'd learned to a point to start fresh and get on with things and learn the right way.
Well,
that's the way I took it.
In my business life, after I got a PhD in electrical engineering, BS, MS, and PhD, that stands for bullshit, more shit, and piled higher and deeper. Okay? The only thing you need to do to get a PhD is to be able to fill up three of the blue books that they give you to take a test in.
Okay.
Moose girl.
Apparently you did it. You pulled it off there, mister.
Moose girl asking, do you know of any gemstones or minerals that can create energy?
Yeah. All of them.
All of them.
Take a crystal, for instance, a quartz crystal. It's layered. There is a piezoelectric impulse that you can get out of a crystal with compression. That's where the ball lightning comes from when a volcano is about to erupt.
Uh-huh.
That's where ball lightning comes from when the plates are about to shift. It's the friction, the compression of those crystals that create that ball lightning. And volcanic lightning is the same thing. It's just the expulsion of those crystals into the air.
Yeah.
And everything is carbon. Everything. The sand on the beach is carbon. That's the stuff that blew out of the volcano and settled. That's the stuff that has just those elements in it. That's why some of the sand is different colors. It's got different elements in it.
Right.
Everything that there is carbon, one form or another. We're a carbon-based world.
Yep.
And being that, that means that we have some insulating properties to our bodies. There is a certain amount of resistance on our outer layer, just like the skin of an apple.
Right.
The skin of anything, an orange, whatever.
Yeah.
So you've got the seed, which is the beginning, the end of the flower, and around that seed is the meat of the fruit, and that's what feeds the flower, and then there's a layer on the outside that protects the whole thing, that holds that nutrient in.
Yeah.
And that's what the human body is.
Well, Frog says his Tesla coil calls for a crystal.
His Tesla coil calls for a crystal.
That's what he said. I don't know what it means, but it caught my attention for some reason, so I read it.
So his Tesla coil does not work if it does not have a crystal, and what crystal does he use?
I don't know, but maybe he heard you and he'll type it out. He's in the chat room.
Bring him in. I'd like to talk to him and find out.
Frog, if you want to come on to drop in a coil, go to the wire and we'll work it out. Sorry, guys.
Tesla coils are super duper, and it may not work because he doesn't have it grounded properly. It may not work because he's not using the proper frequencies in it. I'd like to see his equipment. And does he wrap a wire around his crystal to force it out? Or does he put a frequency through his crystal and let it resonate out?
I think he's running off of something he saw. I think it's...
If he's following a Tesla diagram from his patent, step by step exactly, keep in mind that Tesla was notorious for putting the spark gap on the wrong side of the capacitor.
Yeah, he's talking about something else.
Okay.
I believe that's it. That link I posted, Frog, is that the one you built? He posted it a while back.
You've got a 6-second delay, too, on the chat room.
Yeah.
I'll post so, it you
I'll
always
post
got
it in
that
the wire, delay. Too, so you can see it later. Yeah.
He fired his first capacitor. See, now we're getting all eggy.
Ah, there we go.
Techie talking. So, yeah, this isn't my call. Ha, ha, ha. You guys deal with it. I just instigated it. I thought, hey, why not? Besides, Larry is good with answering the questions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to have the people in the RLM have some questions instead of I got to always come up with questions.
When I tried to pull his video up, it went away.
Uh-oh.
It says video unavailable. Let me do this on the other one.
I just had it open, so I know it was working.
Okay, yeah. I've watched part of that.
Yeah, he posted it a couple of weeks ago, I think.
The one about the monkeys?
No, the one that's called A Weapon Against Her, a Helpful Tool for Us.
Oh.
I posted it in the chat room and on the wire, so.
I see.
Let me get to the Tesla coil part of that.
Yeah. Let me see.
There he is.
I think it's close to the end where it talks about putting the crystal inside of it.
Gosh, I wish I could share pictures. I would put our Tesla coil up on this. It's quite a bit different, and it doesn't take resistors.
There it is at 1111.
Yep.
It shows the crystal in there. That's what he's talking about. The crystal's actually inside the coil.
And it won't work without that crystal in it.
He didn't say that. That's an extra added thing. You could. It also says something about putting a hair follicle in there of your own hair. And this thing is supposed to generate some kind of field that is key to your particular frequency.
Okay, he's wrapping the crystal with wire, and that's being induced by the coil outside of it. And let me turn the sound off on that thing. When you induce the crystal with an outside charge with that wire wrapping around it, that gives you explosive power. If you don't wrap that wire around it and drop it inside there, that gives you implosive power, which is stronger. It may not work in a Tesla coil without wrapping it, but that's forcing. Okay, that's like trying to separate oxygen and hydrogen out of water by using very high amperage. That forces it out. When you use low amperage and a little bit higher voltage, that lets it implode instead of explode. And okay, this Tesla coil, at 1235, it shows Tesla's patent on a pancake coil. I agree with this except for one point. Where the wire crosses the coil, it should not go across the wire. It should go straight up or straight down outside of the magnetic field and then make your connection to it.
Right.
As if it goes right straight across that coil and lays on top of it, that's distorting the magnetic field in that spot on each one of those wires and creates a burnout point. When you get the massive spikes that these are going to create, those spikes will literally burn your wire in half.
Yeah.
Depending on the magnitude of the spike.
Right.
But other than that, this is the way to make a pancake coil. You don't take some lamp cord that's insulation's rated at 300 volts and wrap it vertically over, round and round over itself. That's not a good coil. It will do something, yes, but it won't do much. It won't be as efficient as it can be.
Right.
Not only that, you're getting 1,000, 3,000 volt spikes out of it, which will break down the dielectric in the insulation, and it will no longer be an insulator, it will be a conductor at that point. And that's a direct short. Big spark.
Yeah. Lone Frog says, yes, I had to redo that bit. I assume, what are you talking about, Frog? The part you had to redo, where the wire goes over the coil?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Larry seems pretty sure about it.
Well,
how many times did you do that?
I've seen it in action.
Yeah. How many fingers did you cut through in this?
The coil?
Well, none, but we got an inch and a half gap in the wire. That was a 3,000 volt spike that went through it, and it burned an inch and a half of the wire into nothingness, into smoke.
Wow.
And when you let the magic smoke out, nothing works.
So how do you manage to gauge what temperature that is to do a thing like that?
It's not temperature, it's voltage.
Okay, so all right, how would it equate to the temperature-driven mind, right?
Okay.
It's like explaining that jet fuel doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel, that kind of thing.
Okay, that
I understand. That
got hot enough with the voltage spike to melt that wire, to turn that wire into plasma. The voltage was high enough to turn it into plasma.
Hmm. Right, right. But how do you measure that in layman's terms? What would it take to do that in a dummy's mind? You know, like me, I don't know what you're talking about, but how the hell hot is that? That's got
to measure. To measure it, it takes an oscilloscope, and the how hot it is depends upon how high the voltage is. The higher the voltage, the hotter the spark. It's so like the sun.
Yeah.
The sun is a conductor that is producing plasma because the rotor, which is the planets, are going around it, creating electricity out of the sun. And the sun will never go out. If the sun goes out, that's because the planets stop orbiting.
Wow, yeah. So it's...
If it was
no, Houghton is a generator.
Yeah, our planetary system is a generator.
And no matter how big or how small you explain this, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
A cell, when they break it down and go, hey, look, you got this thing in the center and a bunch of shit around it.
Everything's a generator. Everything's a toroidal field.
Everything and then you got
the three properties.
And then you've got your visual and your personal way of interpreting the world bullshit.
Oh,
instead of us being taught the truth, whatever the truth may be, okay, we're given this, hey, think what you like. Okay.
Watch this.
Gee, thanks. Hold my ear.
Oh, okay, so that everybody won't call bullshit on me, let's explain the sun. If the sun was an atomic explosion like we're led to believe in school, then when a solar flare came off of it, that spot that was left that looks dark and cold, which it is, that spot that's left would be hotter than the spark that left. The little spot on it that turns black when that solar flare goes off is a cool spot on that particular globe. So it's got to be a plasma event rather than an atomic explosion, because if it was an atomic reaction, the closer you get to the reaction, the hotter it gets.
So there it's all logic. Dark spot underneath the flares.
Yeah.
It'd be brighter than the flare.
Yeah. Yeah, the closer you get to an explosion, the hotter it gets.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's all logic.
Yeah,
electricity is logic.
And doesn't color distinguish heat?
Color is a frequency. Color is a frequency, and frequency frequency dictates heat.
Right, but so to identify it by color is frequency, but how come it's visual? Or
Because it's in the frequency range that our eyes can perceive.
So we all see it in our own way, then, no matter what it may be.
Yeah.
So trying to explain that.
If you're colorblind, you don't see those frequencies.
Or blind.
Are blind too, yeah. Are you seeing those frequencies as other frequencies because of this distortion in your eye?
Yeah, I've got a dented cornea, I think, because my vision is impaired, where I get blurriness. But corrective lenses clear up the blur. So I can see close up. Otherwise, fuck. I couldn't read the computer screen 3 feet from my face.
I was the same way when I had cataracts.
Wow. Yeah, but see, they've got all this stuff. They got chemicals, too, I read. Still forget to go and follow through up on it. I think I'm a little, not skeptical, but I'm not desperate enough to pursue it yet. It's called saffron.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that 20 milligram tablets of saffron for 2 months will put an improvement into your vision.
Saffron period. Is a spice. I eat saffron rice all the time.
Yeah, that's a very important spice in a lot of foods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of governments have done over the last 40, 50, 60 years is make things that are good for you against the law, basically.
Yeah. Unlawful, yeah.
Unlawful.
But like B7A.
There you go. They ban it. Yeah, they do these things here, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they did it with saffron, but...
Well, take B17, vitamin B17.
Mm-hmm.
It should be available to everybody in any form that we want it. But the medicinal form of B17 is outlawed in the United States because it cures third-stage cancer. It will eliminate all the cancer cells out of your body. Vitamin B17, and they say it's against the law because it's got arsenic. No, not arsenic. It starts with a C.
Are you sure? B17 that was from the pit.
Yeah.
Apricot pit. I thought they blamed it on arsenic.
It's a poison, but it's not arsenic.
Okay, but there's some trace amount of something that you'd have to crush like a bag of these things, right?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
Gather enough poison to hurt you.
Yeah.
But because it's there, they're going to out. But the benefits of the plant are
incredible. The B17 molecule has four parts. It's got something in it that draws it to the cancer cell. That's one part. Cyanide is the other part. That's the poison in it. It's got cyanide that goes to that cancer cell that kills the cancer cell, and it's got two sugar molecules in it that feed the healthy cells around it so that you can regrow a new cell. That's why it's against the law, because it's got cyanide in it, and they say that it'll kill you.
Yeah, if you crush 50 pounds of them up.
Yeah.
Know how to process
it. Yeah, and extract it out and take it in pure form.
Yeah. Oh, of course. But it's in apple seeds. It's in apricot seeds. It's
cherry
seeds. Yeah.
Okay. We did this TV show, Larry, recently. And I'm hooked on this stupid show, but one of the people they murder in the program is murdered by his wife with a handful of cherry pits. She crushed them up and made enough cyanide to kill him in a cup of coffee.
And then found bad.
No, I mean the cherries in her hand on the table. It was just ridiculous how they presented it.
Yeah.
But really people are—they're not concerned with details about a lot of things. So they just look at the end result. And that's it. Hey, she killed him with some cherry pits.
Yep.
Let's make cherry pits illegal. They're dangerous.
Yep.
I saw the girl kill him. There you go. Not. It took 50 pounds of these fucking things, and she had to crush them all, and then separate the poison from the pulp. What? Like everybody's living on inoculations already.
That's it.
I think they're crazy.
Take another shot. Get some more heavy metal into your body. Get some more formaldehyde, some more rat poison. Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. Eat sweet potatoes. Get that heavy metal out of you.
Yeah, they got a special on duck semen in the Far East right now.
Yeah, Bill Gates vaccine guaranteed to kill 50% of the people.
Oh, you got an opinion about that at all? I didn't know if this show was appropriate.
Oh, no, I love Bill Gates. I think he's the new God. He's the Antichrist, or the new Messiah. Yeah.
Well, the irony of the whole thing is this virus crap that very well is true on the Internet. Your computer can get a virus. It can contract it from being mishandled and opening the wrong shit. But we're not computers. So the crossover from your computer can get a virus to you can get one is like worlds apart. But I guess if you're, you know, if you're educated by a television set, then that's probably the kind of crap you're going to think.
Okay, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not giving medical advice.
Me either. I'm just
salt water. Salt water will, no virus can live in salt water. So saline nasal spray will kill this shit.
There you go. Well, I don't know. People call me sick, and I still have yet to have to spend a day in bed for the last, I don't know, 12 years, something like that. 13, maybe. I think it was about two, I forget what exact year, but it was when I had the hernias go all exploding on me. I think it was. Well, that's a longer, I guess that was 2003. Now that I sit and think about it, it's not one of those things, and you just go, you have one of those brain farts about your own history. I do it all the time. What year is it again? 2020, and we're still burning oil, and
yeah.
Now we're enjoying other people's misery of lockdowns. What else?
Yep, the Romans used steam power 2,000 years ago, and today in the atomic age, all we're doing is making a hotter fire to make steam. That's all we're using the atoms for, that and blowing people up. Boy, have we not progressed.
Not even a little bit. But they claim that, well, life isn't as tough now as it was 100 years ago. And I think, yeah, it's just a different kind of stress. That's all. It's all relative to the time you're alive in the world. You know, the world is going to bring a certain kind of man or woman, a certain mentality. Let's say that. Yeah. And those people are usually the ones that support a political candidate and are loyal to the mother state.
So it's your own damn fault when you elect an idiot that thinks an island is going to turn over if you put too many buildings on that side of it for one of your politicians. It's your own damn fault.
I remember him, too. And then he tried to cover it up. He goes, well, I was only here. But he didn't look like he was kidding when he was, but the island's going to, yeah, it's going to happen. I think it was
that problem. He said that with a straight face.
Yeah. And then tried to lie his way out of it. That's a good politician. I think Rob'd make a good politician.
Or when you let Gretchen dictate medical advice.
I'd be a hardcore dictator.
Who's Gretchen?
That little girl from Denmark or wherever that's supposed to know everything there is to know. Greta.
Sweet.
Greta.
Yeah. Before she went all international, popular, and all that, she was already hated in Germany. The Germans had "fuck you, Greta" bumper stickers a year ago.
I love it.
And I didn't understand. I'm looking through links, going, "What the fuck? Who's this fucking Greta kid?" And then the climate change hit the international level, and then I found out, well, wow, that's why the Germans hate Greta.
How dare you?
What a condescending little twat. That's the kind of kid you slap him once and shut him the fuck up. You don't care what. Nobody talks to me like that.
That's why they made duct tape.
Yeah, well, that's what my father just goes. You think about how you talk in front of adults, mister.
Yep.
Well, you know, it was a different world back then, and we weren't afraid of every fucking thing.
Yeah, nowadays kids call the cops on you.
You know, yeah. So when Pop got pissed off at you and gave you a backhand or whatever for whatever crap you got into, it wasn't the end of the world. I mean, I was little, but I mean, I knew better, and I know that now too. When I broke rules after like 5 years old, I knew what I was doing.
Yep.
Now before that, I'm not so sure I could be held responsible, but.
There were consequences for our actions.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, is I can remember that consequences crap clearly at 5, because where my memory tells me I was living, I was 5 years old there. Because we moved into a bigger house after that. So I went, whoa. The little brain, it holds on to the shit it wants you to know.
What would make somebody support a guy like Donald Trump to run for president? Can you imagine how insane you have to be to support that prick to be the president of the states?
You can say that about any of them, though.
Right, but we're talking about the one that's there.
Insert name here.
The crap with Obama was beyond stupid. God damn. And I was in Scotland. I guess Obama was in office still in, what, 11? Yeah, he was in till Trump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in there till 16. Okay. Well, I'm in Scotland. And the bank tellers all in love with Obama. And I said, you're just saying all this shit because you can't call him a nigger.
Well, he lied about everything else. He may not even be black.
Well, one of his parents was. Yeah, you don't come out that charcoal. that dark and with that bad a taste in other fellas, that guy, wow, he hit Obama. And I spent years in America listening to about how, what an eloquent speaker he was. They just kept leaving out the gay part. Oh, yeah, there's a reason he's so well soft-spoken and all that. He's soft and squishy like a, you know, like a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Nothing manly about that fucker. But he speaks so well. Yeah, wait till you pull that out of your ass 3 years after he leaves office. Now see, all the shit that's going on now is really all Obama's work.
The trade agreement killed the United States. It made everybody leave. All of our manufacturing left this country. The free trade agreement killed us.
Okay, which POTUS was holding the seat at that time?
Hell, I don't know. They're all the same to me.
They are too. Oh, man.
The last president that I had any respect for at all was Kennedy.
Why?
Why?
Hmm?
Because he spoke a language that I believed in. He said things that I believed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all pre-programming, I'm sure. The only thing I didn't like about him is his one statement, ask what you can do for your country rather than what your country can do for you. That's the most communistic thing that I ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Wow, Larry. Okay. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'm sorry. I'm going to make a lot of people mad today, I can tell.
I'm not mad. Hey, Grim, are you mad?
Nobody in this room is going to be mad.
Put a finger up there if you're mad at Larry Works. Larry Works.
Hey.
We're all mad
at seldom that Larry Works.
Anyway, hey, I was off the thing smoking a pipe load. I got a little be behind everybody. I'll catch up.
Does it smell back there?
No, actually.
Being behind everybody?
Yeah, because I got the pipe. So I just, I sit down here with all that good pipe smoke and hide out. So is the lockdown hurting your environment where you're at right now, or are you lockdown free at the point where
lockdown?
We're at?
Lockdown? What lockdown?
Okay. And Larry?
Yeah, we're still supposed to do the social stuff, but no, hasn't affected me in one little bitty way. I still bump up next to people in the grocery store. Yeah, screw them. I just don't have any respect for those people whatsoever. The stuff that they're telling us to do is made up so that we will be off the streets in case anything bad happens while they're collecting the bad guys.
Oh, what a world we're living in, huh? I'll take 10,000 tickets to the policeman's ball.
Yeah. And then you'll never get a ticket again for the rest of your life. Because they won't give you a ticket if you do something bad after you give them a bunch of money.
Well, are they going to disband the TSA now that nobody wants to travel anywhere and there's no terrorist threat anymore?
Or are they
just treating everybody like shit still too anyway?
Well, I tell you, every time that I travel by plane, I tell them that I don't want to be X-ray because that's the most sex I ever get.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you still have to travel now that we're in lockdown mode?
No, I haven't traveled for a couple of years now.
You're better off. Just take your boat out to the water.
That's it.
That is traveling. What more could you need? I mean, I think our problem collectively is we're so greedy. You know, and people don't appreciate the little things like taking a boat to a water.
Well, yeah, TSA employees will transition into contact tracing officers.
Oh, yeah, man.
Can they still frisk you with all this CV shit going on?
Well, I don't know. How are they going to know?
How are they fixing them 6 feet away?
Right, but all this data that they're just assuming that they've got ways to control and keep track of is insane. Unless nobody's going anywhere, then unless they've got us all trapped like rats.
Crazy.
See, I chose my trap way before this corona crap ever came. I made it clear. I'm done traveling. This little bit of Denmark's beautiful. I like it. Stay here. And then now here I am a few years down the road, and the rest of the world wants to go acting stupid. You know, over nothing, too. What was it? 0.003% dead. That couldn't contract this crop that everybody's making a big fucking fuss over.
Yeah, and they're making all the hospitals and stuff, making them say it was coronavirus, whether they died physically from the virus or not.
Mm-hmm. I think most of the people that pay attention to this show know that part, too. Right? Yeah. But the guys out there in the real world, you know, the physical world, that don't, they don't do truth. They just do TV. What about them?
Well, we're just going to have to start beating them over the head and say, look, think about it just a little bit. Do some logical thinking about this stuff.
What?
That's all you got to do, and you'll figure out that most of it's garbage.
What's that?
Yeah, what's logic?
Wow. Do you want me to think?
Well, I know a young lady that cannot read the hands on a clock. She can only tell time if it's digital, if it tells her the numbers.
You got some Brando?
What?
You got some Brando? I can't think without my Brando.
Yeah, really.
Wow. You guys are mean.
Well, it's our education system, because of our government, our past government, like Common Core. That's so stupid. Have you tried to do Common Core math?
It's ridiculous.
No. They want an approximate number. What's it going to be close to? Well, it's going to be close to 70 or 80. Okay, well, that's close enough.
Yeah,
try making a coil with that kind of math.
Yeah, measure this board, okay?
Yeah.
It's about really long.
70. 80.
No, somewhere close. It don't matter. Close only works in hand grenades.
Wow.
And
well, the world that's coming has got to look pretty bleak. Doesn't look promising. You know, I remember the good old days of going to the hardware store and getting a box of Phillips head screws. You know, we used to call them drywall screws. These monsters, you could screw anything together with drywall screws.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what I can't find here in Denmark, where I live?
Drywall screws.
Yep. Because they've got all these damn fancy new heads. These Chinese crap they can't put.
Waterproof.
Fuck.
tamper. Man, I pissed and moaned when they had to buy the shit. It was like, and the thing is, that these the people that work for the shit know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Man, what a disappointment this crap is.
You know, it says,
it ain't Denmark, it's everywhere. I'm just saying it. I'm here now, so it's like, fuck.
I wanted to attach two boards together with corrugated fasteners. That's a wavy thing that's real thin and real sharp on one end, a corrugated fastener. I went to the hardware store, and they had no idea what I was talking about. I ended up having to buy a hole strap. It's just dumb.
Hole strap, you mean plumber's tape?
Well, yeah, you call it plumber's tape. We call it Jew iron. There you go. Piss a bunch more of them off. We don't care.
No, not even a little bit. Some people don't deserve the terror that they raise. No, they're doing it. They're doing it fraudulently, and they piss me off too, Larry.
Yeah, that's made with that common horror math.
Well, it goes with all the indoctrination, Rob. Is we've all got some form of it from somebody somewhere.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're all overcoming the indoctrination at different levels.
Yeah, but the ones that get fucked the hardest are the ones that believe the Jews are their ally.
Yeah.
Those people, they're the ones that do not know how to define the word usury.
Yeah.
And there's only one fucking race on this planet that can ream you with usury. Everybody else has to borrow it from them.
Yeah.
Think about that idea for a moment. Mm. That's how uncivilized we truly are, is that the people that we have representing us are a bunch of lying thieves that work for Israel.
Yeah. A lot of them are Israeli.
Those are all the dual citizens.
Yeah.
Try explaining that to Rome's on a Tuesday morning when you don't have any.
No. No. <I'm> not going
Why?
That ain't going to happen. You can't okay. Explain anything right. To Rome. You can't explain things to Rome. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I was
trying to explain something to Hans.
Oh, wow.
Not as well.
Somebody was commenting about going to Starbucks the other day. First thing Hans has got to say is, no, Starbucks is closed. Not here it isn't. Where you aren't. But it's just an example of how we are.
Right.
It's closed. It's closed everywhere, not just where you're.
My reality is the only one.
They should just call it the Earth Narcissist.
Well, I don't understand how Walmart can be open and the mom and pop stores have got to close.
Yeah,
I don't understand that at all.
Counterintuitive, right?
No.
Well, they're going to justify it with prices.
Or you can walk on the beach, but you can't sit.
Yeah. Where does that come from?
Or you can kick their balls, but you can't touch their balls.
What kind of idiot got made these rules?
You answered your own question. What kind of idiot?
Yeah.
Okay, but then they're using physical force to enforce them, and we're laughing. That's
it's
fair of me.
Kind of tragic.
But goddamn, it's funny.
If you go to work out, you go to jail so that they can let some rapist out of jail early.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you
what
know what?
What kind of logic is that?
But Larry, for my entire life, I have been neutral on guns, but I don't care for guns because I don't bother with them. It's just not something I don't bother with, right? So because of that standing, you're just against guns. Well, no. But all these years of all these people giving me all this shit over it, I just watched half their country get locked down with their consent. Not a gun barrel was lifted to defend themselves against the evil
government.
Yeah.
They just laid down like a bunch of girls and took it.
That is soon going to end.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that since I was like 12.
Yeah.
Kent State kind of shut every... Nah, there'll never be a revolt against this government. Are you nuts? You're taking on the psychotic fuck of the world when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be rough, but it'll be a fine way to die. It'll
implode on its own. They always do.
Yeah, but look at all the times that...
Under their own weight. They all implode under their own weight. That's what happened to Rome.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't look like it's very common.
What happened to the British Empire?
Because there's no...
It's still probably going. It didn't really completely go away. It just went underground mostly.
Right, but it seems like there's no way out of this present problem that's brewing other than some form of violence.
The only way out is just to live through it and survive it. Survival is winning.
Yep. Wow, so the zombies are going to be real then, huh?
In whatever form they may come.
They could if 5G keeps up.
Yeah, I mean...
5G can turn people into zombies.
Now, anyway, they're already... You're living amongst the zombies.
Really?
Now, right now.
Oh, I've got zombie light over here then.
Yeah, I mean, it's at different levels depending on where you go, obviously. I mean... your proximity to the center of a city is directly corresponding to the number of zombies you live within.
Yeah,
let's find out what the logic behind that is.
Mm-hmm.
In the city, everybody has to go to the stores to get whatever they want. In the country, if you want it, you make it, you fix it.
You grow it or shoot it.
You grow it or shoot it, yeah. So, you know, what's the difference? Is it some folks know how to do stuff to survive and other folks don't? Yeah. They're dependent on the system.
Well, if you're in a city, you're in the immediate proximity of thousands and thousands of people that don't.
Yep.
You know, and none of them are prepared for anything.
I'm one of those people. Not prepared for anything.
Yeah. Even if it's just mentally.
That's not fair. I'm mentally prepared.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it's just mentally prepared, you know,
I'm not going to freak the fuck out when
shit happens. Shit hits the fan, whatever you want to call it.
I think I did come in well before it hit. It wouldn't be a surprise here.
That's the whole reason people watch the news and what's going on in the world, just to be able to see it coming. That's my point. Anyway.
Yeah. And when you live in a really small place where worldview is what's going on across the way in Sweden or Germany,
yeah,
it's like living in Texas and being concerned in Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's not a world view. It's not even a very good view, but, you know, you're seeing a little bit of it, but not much. So, yeah. I love the part about this, that it's got the illusion of freedom here. You know, it's loose rope instead of barbed wire. So, it still feels, there's no tension in the air when you go out in public already. I was sitting outside having a beer, and everybody was, you know, pulling chairs up and sitting with their friends and whatnot. Just like normal. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Velvet rope things that guide people through the line, as opposed to cage cattle chutes.
We are free-range slaves.
Yeah, pretty much. I saw a thing about they're going to put shower curtains between dining room tables in certain restaurants. I thought it was the UK.
Right? Does that mean you can take your clothes off while you're eating?
Yeah.
Probably not. All right.
It's an extra $50.
New dining.
Hey,
Every room's a private room.
Right, but isn't plastic a bad thing to have as far as to protect yourself from germs? Wouldn't the plastic actually attract and bond to the germs, and then the germs could fester on the plastic?
Yeah, they're less mildew than on metal surfaces.
Right, so they're going to put shower curtains up between people's meals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to make it worse.
Better mold.
That's what I mean. Is, what, they're going to clean these things every freaking time somebody eats?
Yep. Yep.
Then it's going to stink like Lysol while you're eating.
Yeah, spray that Lysol on everybody's food while everybody else is eating.
I wonder how many colors of Soylent Green there's going to be.
That's what I told the girl at the restaurant where I get breakfast. I said, you know that mask, you know, if you're not putting a new mask on every time and new gloves, then you're just spreading whatever the last guy had. And the guy.
And what about
the
money
that's going on for that? And everybody that's come through here today, you're spreading everything they had to what you're handing me.
Yep.
So, I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
Call security. He's being rowdy.
There's no physical way to defend against germs.
This, yeah.
It just,
and without them, we're fucked. So,
well, yeah.
Use a lot of that bacterial shit. Get sick and end up in a hospital. So.
Well, yeah, that's like George Carlin's philosophy. You know, your immune system needs practice.
Yes.
And in order to practice, it needs germs.
Yes.
If you clean your environment up to the point where you don't have any germs for your immune system to practice on, then you're going to have an immune system that is weak and untempered.
Taking a long nap.
So when you do get hit with some kind of real nasty, it's going to be running around going, oh, fuck, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Well, what I'm upset about, though, is that they've convinced, three generations of living beings to believe the story they're being told. Wow. I'm an uneducated fellow there, Mr. Rob Ricks, and even I knew better than to buy this crap.
Yeah.
So, if you've got an education, you're bragging about how smart you are, and you're supporting this hoax,
that's your
shame on you. Shame.
That's your first clue. Somebody comes along bragging about their education, how smart they are, that's your first clue. They're a fucking moron.
Ouch. Well, okay. I'm not going to fight about that. But, and usually the people that I find to be the most intelligent never bring it up. They just are. So there you go.
Yeah,
but
that's it. They don't need to tell you how smart they are. You know, you're either going to see it or you're a dumbass.
Ouch. The opposite.
Okay. It really is that simple, man.
If life was any simpler, we wouldn't do it wrong.
But is this a competition for how many people we can piss off?
Yes. No, I think it's a competition to see how many lies we can expose to the public and still get people to listen to the show.
Because if you're not pissed off, you're not paying any attention.
Because the very basis of this whole thing is because you want to build a coil that goes against every principle that the system promotes.
Yeah.
You want to deliver it on a clean frequency that nobody even is ever exposed to the idea, let alone knows about it. It's like this germ thing. If people didn't go out of their freaking way to harp on this germ crap at you all the time, where would you ever find out about germs?
Yep.
It came out of nowhere. A year ago, I never heard nothing. Nobody whined about no fucking germs. 2 months ago, the people were wearing gloves and masks in the grocery store.
Speaking of
which, I thought it was a costume.
Larry, what kind of new and exciting stuff happened on your Monday meeting, kid? this week?
This week was a little unique. This week, everybody got a chance to say what they did and explain themselves to each other.
Okay.
Because we all know that each one has a different expertise. We just didn't know anything about the people. So last Monday we talked about each other. However, we've got the lesson plan made for this coming Monday, and it's going to be exactly how to connect the wires on the 9-circuit coil to turn it into a MOSFET. And if we have time, we're going to go to how to connect the 12-circuit coil and use it as a capacitor. So we've got some fun things lined out for this week.
Cool.
But we're still a long way from going public with any of this.
Right.
And it's real frustrating to me because I wanted to be public 10 years ago.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's what we're all anxiously awaiting.
It seems like the people that have got money have no idea how to invent anything.
Right.
And the people know how to invent things don't have any money.
Right.
So we're all in the same boat.
Yep. Well, yeah, it's hard to get people with money to be altruistic.
Well,
they didn't get money by being altruistic. They got money by being frugal and ruthless. Yeah.
Greedy.
What they want to know most is how soon will I make my money back, and how much am I going to make?
Yeah, that's all they care about.
So, well, 5 years and billions, maybe trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
GE has got a free trillion dollar market share with only 16% of the market. And that's just one type of power.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to replace it all, that's a whole pile of money. And I don't give a shit about that.
Right.
I've got what I want. I don't want any more stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's some things I'd like to build, but not necessarily for myself.
I want to follow the bass spawn from Central America up to Canada.
Okay.
You know, that's my desire.
So all you need is a pickup and boat and a trailer.
Oh, yeah. I'm done. I got everything I need already. Just need a little money to do it with.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not very materialistic. As long as I got fishing lures, but I have thousands of fishing lures, and I've got almost 100 rods and reels.
Damn.
So, a lifetime of collecting.
How many of those can you shoot at the same time?
I got two hands. Yeah, I carry 5 rods in the boat with me, with a different plug on every rod, and probably 200 fishing lures that I never change, seldom change, because I've got 5 rods with a different plug on every rod.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You don't overkill much.
Oh, dear God. You know, if you take all the unnecessary crap that I don't use out of my boat, it'd end up with a cigarette lighter, coffee cup, and 5 rods. And a paddle.
Yeah.
In the lake without a paddle.
So, since we're on the subject, how was the fishing this week?
I didn't get to go this week. It's rained every day, and the only day that it didn't rain, I had to go to the hospital. So, with my buddy. Oh, yeah. Well, that's figured up. I was thinking all that time that we wasted not getting anything done. So I could be catching fish right now with the cat. The wind wasn't blowing. It was an overcast day. It would have been perfect.
Nice.
But that's okay. I'll go next week sometime.
Life's being cruel.
Yeah.
Yep. Getting paid back for all the evil I've done.
Yep.
Yeah, but the ass-whipping we're taking, the three of us, compared to the ass-whipping other people are taking in other states, other countries, what a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything to worry about here. I'm safe. There's no virus around me. Nobody in my town has died from it. I don't think anybody in my town's even had it. Who cares?
I don't know.
Just don't get me wrong. I feel bad for the people that have died from it. Yeah, but a lot of that was unnecessary, and a lot of it wasn't even this virus.
True,
people die from lots of things every day.
Yeah,
you know.
See, that's what they've actually made it to where we'll never really know.
Yeah,
you know what actually happened, because they've taken and ran with this agenda, and to where they're paying the hospitals to classify people as COVID deaths.
Well, they're paying them to do it. You get $3,600 every time somebody dies of something else.
We're never ever going to. They've effectively poisoned the well. There's no way we'll ever find out what the actual numbers are or were, even after the fact. There's no way we're going to be able to go back and tell, oh, well, this guy, yeah, he came in with, symptoms of head trauma from a freaking car accident, but he died of corona.
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago he had contact with somebody that had a cold.
Yeah. And so the whole thing, I mean, they've actually made it worse. By cooking the numbers, and so we don't have any kind of accurate anything when it comes to this whole thing. And so in that sense, the whole thing's a fucking hoax.
Yeah, but they're still going to have support even after it's exposed as a hoax, for the next 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, like you said, died with it, not from it. And even with it, they don't even know who's dying with it, because the test doesn't actually test for a virus. They can't. It doesn't.
Well, the test puts a microchip up your nose.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing. But even
if you
give them the benefit of the doubt, saying, okay, they're actually trying to test for something, they're not testing for the actual virus. They're testing for antibodies that your immune system puts out anytime you have any kind of infectious threat to the system, to the body.
Which would be probably all the time.
Which is any given moment, everybody will test positive.
Yeah, because your body's fighting something at a cellular level.
Yeah, yeah, you got a little something bug off, a counter somewhere, and you picked up, and your body's knocking it out. That happens all the time. People get a slight... I mean, how many times have you ever had a slight fever, but nothing ever came out of it? It just went away. That was your immune system fighting off some little bug it picked up.
Mm-hmm.
You never noticed it because the immune system took care of it.
Yep.
The healthier you are. Hey, you know what? I just...
You know what? You had COVID.
Yeah, but I picked up something at the health place.
Yeah, you've been putting something off for a couple of weeks now, huh, Flash?
No, 2 days. It's called Kalium.
Okay.
Potassium sulfate.
Yeah, potassium. That lets your body heat up enough to kill the virus.
Yeah, but here it's called Kalium. Well, I've got it here. I've been smoking for a number of years, so I know my body. And I had an ear thing going on. So I had my vitamin C, and then I added some zinc, but the ear thing was still hanging in. So I thought, let's do a little looking. And I ran into potassium sulfate in I got a 30-day supply. I figure if this will kick this down, and it should take about a week or 10 days. But I'm going to do the whole month's worth. But yeah. if it keeps it down, I think I'll just add this to my sustainable life thing that I do.
The potassiums and the sodiums will both let your body heat up enough in the infected area to cure it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your body does.
But
there's certain things to get to approach certain problems. Like the vitamin C, it works on your respiratory pretty good. But it does for me, it doesn't seem to work on my ear. But now when I got this stuff Tuesday, this kalium, potassium sulfate, immediately I felt a relief. And then today I've noticed an improvement. So I'm looking at, I figure in a week I'll probably go, hey, I've got to take these things. Just because sometimes you can quit doing something that's good for you and then the effects wear off because you stopped. Then you got to start all back over wherever you were. Instead of getting a full recovery, you get a partial recovery.
Yeah.
Once again, because any disease that we get is due to a lack of some chemical in our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're a machine. If you don't put the proper fuel in it, you're not going to get the proper results.
It's going to run.
Yeah, it's like when you're thirsty, you don't go grab a steak and start chomping down on the bloody snake. You get water. Sounds stupid to say it out loud, but it's the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just on a such a level of just not available to us. We're taught to mock these things when we're growing up. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them are still against the law. You know, your medical doctor can't prescribe to you a natural remedy by law. They can lose a fucking license by telling you the truth.
I asked my doctor at the VA, was there anything wrong with me that they could cure? They said no. So I stopped going to them.
Wow, they told you that, though, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I had ever thought of asking. The way that it happened for me was just a fluke. Because I didn't know that the high blood pressure medicine had side effects to your kidneys and all that.
Oh, shit.
When I found, I trusted the people I was around for advice instead of looking for it, the answer. And when I did look for the answer, what I found was horrible. And I found out because they wanted to draw my blood. And I went, wait a minute, draw my blood for what? I'm getting, no. And they said, well, these pills, side effect, blah, and I went, holy fuck. So, but here I am, like you, all these years later, talking and bragging about it, or whatever you want to call that, because I'm dead against Rockefeller medicine, because what I've been through with them. And then people will go, well, trauma, that's a whole other thing.
We're great at trauma medicine. I'm not against that. I'm against the pills and the drug medicine that the pharmaceuticals have pushed on the doctors.
Yeah. And how many of them have the time or the physical experience to find out that they're full of shit? They might not even know it. Well, it's all a matter of perspective. You know? If you think you're doing good, and then you hear a bad story about what you're doing, you're liable to think, you're just saying that to make me, lean a certain direction. The truth about this stuff is so hard to digest. Well, there's a vegetable or a fruit that'll provide the same fucking result as your prescription medicine without any side effect.
Yeah. And it's not habit forming.
But if you talk like that around people, they roll their eyes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. They look at you like you just grew a big thing in a minute.
Yeah, bring me some fruit, man.
But it's true. Yeah. Well, I got, there's certain vegetables and fruits that I'm aware of that I can eat for their, nutritional value. And luckily for me, when I was finding out what that was, I already liked the shit in the first place. So, hey, look at me. I'm eating good.
Well, the problem is you can't wait until you're sick and dying on your deathbed to decide that, hey, maybe if I ate healthy, I would get better. You know? It's a lifestyle. You live that way, and everybody does it to their own ability, but because it's not cheap to eat healthy. And
no,
so everybody does it to the best of their ability, and that's you get what you get. You know, you get what you put in is directly responsible for what you're getting out.
I did find a farmer that would sell me raw milk.
Cool.
Just strained. Yep. Not homogenized, not pasteurized. Just strained through cheese cloth.
Strained.
Yeah, but wasn't all that science that they proved to make milk the way they made it disproved and stolen information in any damn way? So, according to history, they've been pasteurizing milk and fucking it up for a long time.
Yep.
Okay, they have to.
They have to because they use milking machines that cause sores on the cow's udder. That means you get pus and blood into your milk. So they've got to give the cows antibiotics to help cure that. Then you get antibiotics in your milk. So they've got to boil that shit before you can drink it. Just like boiling bad water.
Yep. That's all it is.
Right.
They're just...
Okay. And there's a real way to get sick that they use to explain this crap virus nonsense with. So people don't know they're talking two different stories. They think it's the same. What you just defined sounded exactly the same as the virus story.
Yeah.
But it's not, because through your story, the thing that made you sick never died. Okay, mm-hmm. In the virus story, the virus is actually dead. So, unless you're Frankenstein or you got some kind of special magic powers, it's dead. Can't do anything to you. Dead things are dead. But, if you know this story about the cow, and they mix that story up with the virus story, what are you going to come out with at the end of that?
A logical conclusion.
You came to it, and Rob seems to have come to it, but there's a few holdouts out there in the world that haven't figured it out yet. And they want more lockdown, and more restriction, and more social distance. They want to keep the kids apart. The children, they want to get to fuck these kids up forever with their stupid fucking
fear.
Social distancing.
That's so the tranny can read them stories in school over the internet now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but when you start messing with a little person's yes and no button, they're really kind of, what do you call that? Impressionable. You know?
Yeah.
And you tell a 4-year-old no and you got authority, I don't know if it's really all that. Seems like a big mistake to me.
Yep. And it shows, and it's been showing for 100 years. It's been going on for that long. Longer.
God, look at the public we have, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Look at the society of morons we live amongst.
Well, and it's not only the morons. It's the people that live in fear of the state. That they don't want that. I'm not standing up against the state. I've got to be loyal.
They believe the state,
or they're just not ballsy enough to ripple. You know, put that ripple out there.
They can't lie to you on TV.
Think about going against the rules.
Hmm. I don't know. The world's got me outnumbered about 8 billion to 1, so I'm in trouble here, Rob. Help, help.
Yeah.
I feel all alone.
Welcome to Earth.
Well, you know what? I thought, if this fucking thing was round and spinning, and it feels like it's like flat, and got a flat tire, and it's stuck somewhere. I don't feel anything. You know, I don't feel movement. I feel stagnation and misery, as far as, you know, the global concept.
Yeah. We've been stagnant for 100 years. I mean, we never even should have been on petroleum as a fuel. I mean, we had...
Ford tried to tell them, and they wouldn't listen. Yeah. Roosevelt family had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
They were sitting in the White House through both gluts, the one in 1900 and the one in the 1930s. The grandson was in fucking power.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, they're not in power. Well, the banks they work for, yeah, they're in power.
Yeah.
Whoever you want to call it. You know, like Trump works for, what's it?
Which
when Trump first got in, I thought that he was the symbol that would show the rest of the world that corporations actually ran everything. I thought that's what he was there for. He was just letting everybody know the corporations are in charge and you can't do shit.
Well, it's actually the bankers.
Yeah.
The bankers run politics, not the corporations. Corporations go to the bankers for money, so it's got to be the money behind it. Not the face we see is just a face to look at. Any person here, that guy ain't doing shit. You know, like that Bill Gates dumb shit that got run around. He's traveling all over the fucking world. He ain't doing shit. He's just getting his picture taken, and people are telling him what to say, and he's saying it. Because, I mean, wow, if you listen to the guy, he doesn't seem smart enough to know there's a left and a right.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, people that are intelligent strike me when I hear them speak. And when I watch them, people like Trump, where they're so effeminate with their hands when they speak, and they flop their hands around like girls. Well, what's his name? Billy Boy. Billy does that, too, just like Trump. You know, and I find it hard to, you know, really believe a guy that talks like that. And they love Israel. So, you're gullible enough to support Israel. Go away, I'm busy, No. But that's not the popular thing to say.
The Bolshevik Jews that run Israel now. Jewish folks are cool. The Bolshevik Jews that went out of lower Russia and migrated to Israel and took over everything, the money people that took over everything, those are the Zionist Jews. Those are the ones that I don't agree with. The regular Jews, they don't mess with anybody. They don't care. All they want to do is make a living just like everybody else.
Yeah. Then you got the politicians that do all the talking. And just like America, you know, every American doesn't hold the politician's opinion about anything. But if you're an American in a foreign country, then for some reason, that's what people think. Unless, you know, it comes up in a conversation specifically and there's another side to it. But the assumption, you know, the assumption...
I'm ashamed to tell people I'm an American.
Yep.
Why?
Why? Look, if there's anything in the world that is in a country that's not part of the central bank system that we want, we're over there stealing it. That's why I'm ashamed to be an American. We're nothing but fucking thieves.
We've been stomping all over the fucking world for 100 years, indiscriminately taking and looting and regime changing and drug dealing and everything under the sun, to the point where, if the truth be known, nobody in the fucking world likes us. We're the fucking annoying Americans, the arrogant Americans.
Just me.
Well, yeah.
We'll bomb freedom into
you. In the world, I mean, yeah, they may not say it to your face, but they're thinking, oh, there's one of them fucking arrogant Americans. They think they know everything. They're so entitled and they're so exceptional. Fuck
you. When I was in school, we were between first and third in science and math. Now we're way down the totem pole.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We had some smart people until they did Operation Paperclip and made all our smart people go away and do everything in hard propulsion, solid fuel, liquid fuel. No, magnetic energy is the way it was. We brought the wrong set of scientists to this country.
Yeah.
Hitler took all the magnetic folks to Antarctica with him in Brazil.
Wow. Boy, I think you guys could do a good show on Antarctica, because there's a lot of misinformation about that, too.
I have no way of knowing what's true about that.
Yeah.
I've got my own ideas. Okay, let's... Have we got some more time?
We got 4 minutes.
Three, okay?
3 minutes.
Okay. Water flash freezes at 40 below zero. The average temperature of Antarctica is 40 below zero. There was a crust shift in the continent of Antarctica that was in a tropical zone. The crust shifted and sloshed it down to Antarctica level. Okay, then the wave came and covered it all up 3 miles deep. Boom, there's Antarctica.
Okay.
Whatever civilization was on it when it was tropical, it got sloshed, and that's why it's so deep, because it hardly ever snows down there. That's the driest desert in the world. It's just not hot.
I don't know. Everything I've ever read says it's illegal to go down there and explore.
That's but right.
You're stopped in water and told to go away-o, or they will fire on you-o.
Yeah.
And I would assume that's America, because who else is big enough to pull that shit off? Well, Israel.
Well, they've got that treaty. Where only those who are alive can go.
That's another thing. You'll notice, even though all these countries, they're rivals like Russia, China, the United States, but then you turn around and find out they're hand-in-hand cooperating with some big deal over here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a specific example right now, but if you notice, when it comes down to certain things, they all band together, and they all, just like in Congress, when it comes to raising their salaries, man, it's full bipartisan cooperation, man.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, that's written in where they got to vote not for the pay to go up. They don't have to vote to raise it. The raise is already it's already there. They got to vote to stop it.
That has changed in my lifetime. In my lifetime, in the beginning, citizens had to vote whether or not Congress got a raise.
And that's the way it should be.
And then they changed it so that they can vote their own raise in. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
These guys are evil. That's all. I'm done.
Yeah. That's the way it was.
That's my rant for the day.
All right. Well, hey, we made it through another episode of Rock and Corp.
That was fun.
Thanks a lot, Harry, and thanks a lot, Rob Works.
Yes, sir.
Loved it.
And I'll see you guys next week, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. You've been listening to the Drop in a Coil show with Larry Woods. / somebody and myself, Roberts. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time.